Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Getaway Friday night, October 16th, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour in studio with Angie Evers for hour number two. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Because you weren't working today, you listened to some of the show. Well, you listened to quite a bit of the show this week. You've mentioned on different days that you listened.
I did.
So what have you heard this week that was interesting to you?
Spot here.
Well, you listened to Family Feud today.
I did. And I don't know where you get your questions from. Cause
why does everybody say it's like I don't make them up.
Well, I know, but there's like the answers aren't like what you would think.
Which one were you having a problem with?
Like the one about the parents' approval.
Things parents might disapprove
right.
of. Yeah.
And like I would say tattoo.
But so many people have parents now take their kids down to
right.
get the tattoos.
But I understand nowadays, but like, you know, growing up I would definitely say
Your dad would have killed you.
Oh, yeah.
But your dad hated tattoos.
Yeah, he did not like tattoos.
Your dad did not like tattoos or shaved heads. He didn't. That was
no,
the thing for him.
Right.
And what was the other thing he didn't like? Oh, hats turned around backwards.
Right.
He didn't understand that.
Nope. And all my boyfriends have had shaved heads, tattoos, and hats backwards.
Well, this could explain something. Yeah, and it was funny because as he got older, he always wore a cap.
A ball cap.
Yeah, but he always had it on frontward.
Correct. The correct way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Yes.
I don't remember him doing that so much, but like in the last 2 or 3 years, seemed like he always had one on.
Oh, yeah. He had lots of ball caps.
I don't remember him having them on the air, though. He must have took it off when he got on the air.
He wore it a lot. I mean,
I think he wore it in but I think he took it off when he got
probably.
In here.
Probably. I think a lot of the older generation would probably take their hats off when they came inside a building, probably.
Because, like, all the pictures we have of him, he never has a cap on.
Right. But he probably did wear his hat in. Yeah. I'd say.
You know, I just told you. See, because he probably didn't go home and talk about the radio that much. But I was telling you, when I think of this picture up here with him and me and Mr. McFeely, you know, Mr. McFeely was on his show that day. I was on his show that day. And there's a video of that. You know, we videoed that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just we have the audio of it, not just we have pictures of it. We have a video of
that'd
it.
That'd be neat to watch.
Yeah, well, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the archive. And it's all edited. I edited that. I think I was... I'll have to give you a copy of that. You probably enjoy watching that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a TV show.
I bet it is.
I was going to put it on the internet at one point, but then I thought, then it's not special if everybody can see it.
Right.
Plus, it's like 2 hours long.
Oh.
Because the show was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool because it's Charlie, you know, moving and doing what he did. I don't know if you guys have any tape of him doing his job. I do.
No.
And it's him doing his job. And here it is, Mr. Rogers Man, in his costume, sitting there with him. So it's a really cool video.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that would be neat to watch.
Then there's me. I'm in it.
I bet you're neat to watch, too.
Don't we look like a happy family in that picture?
Yes, a very happy family.
You know, I'll tell you what I remember about that picture. They're on stools, and I'm sitting on, like, a very hard rock. And I remember thinking, take this picture. Because that's how they sat. This was when the show was over. That's why the headphones are both off and in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the show, and it had just ended. And I said, well, let's get a picture. and they were sitting in the chairs they were sitting in, but I had to pull a chair because the person taking the picture said, get close.
Okay.
So I had to pull like this hard rock thing over, and when I sat on it,
wasn't real comfortable.
Oh, and so I'm thinking, take the picture. Let's get this over with. They look so happy in that picture, and I look like, just take this picture.
Yeah, you don't look as happy as they do.
No, they're having a good time. I look like, man, there's something
stuck somewhere.
My derriere. But, you know, we had a lot of good times like that. But yeah, a lot of that's videoed. I think his 85th birthday party, we videotaped that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's neat. That would be neat to watch.
I have video, a video, a video, a video.
I hope you're not videoing.
Oh, I'm videoing you right now. Yeah. Sure. That's always running.
All you would see is my hands waving in the air because I talk with my hands. That's all you would see.
We can't even promote that you'll be on the show at this particular point. There's some laws or something. I don't know.
Well, you know.
We'll get past that one day.
Eventually.
Eventually we'll get past that. But there was something I wanted to talk about this hour. What was it? It was something I thought would be a good conversation piece.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, go right ahead.
So I heard you went to Put-in Bay.
I did go to Put-in Bay.
So I want to hear all about it.
Well, let me tell you.
I love Put-in Bay.
I did an hour on this week.
Oh.
How'd you know about this?
Well, I have my ways of hearing.
Really? You know what's weird? Your sister was there the same time I was there.
What?
And never said hello.
She didn't?
I told her about it. I said she is very antisocial.
Oh, my goodness.
How could she know that I was on the island and she was on the island at the exact same time?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. I think every time I'm up at Put-in Bay, there's always somebody from here, you know, that's there the same time.
But don't you feel put off if a person's there and they know you that you're then they knew I was there and they did not say hello?
Yeah, that's peculiar.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. But no, I was up there all day. Took the Miller Ferry over and then went to the Cameo's Pizza.
Okay.
Good pizza. Good food. Went to the Heinemann Winery, where there's a picture of Mary Ellen Withrow hanging in there. And went to...
So did you get any wine? I love the wine there.
I did have a cup of wine.
Did you?
I did. I believe it was the Red Bell.
Sweet Bell?
Sweet Bell. Sweet it was Bell. Red. It was red. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a cup of that. And then what else did I do? I went to the Perry's Monument. Do you know about Perry's Monument?
Oh, boy. I think it's like a peace monument.
Peace monument. Do you know what year? From what war?
I think it was maybe the 1812.
1812 war. You're exactly right. Do you remember who it signified peace with?
Canada and maybe British Columbia? Or... who was it?
What is it with you in British Columbia? It's not British Columbia.
Who is it? Great Britain.
Great Britain. British Columbia.
See, I was close.
You got it.
I'm okay. Just not a history buff.
I went over to the Perry's Monument, and I watched a reenactment with some guys. And then I sat and looked at Lake Erie over there.
Okay.
And then I went to this, you had to walk 1,727 feet on a bum leg. And I went and sat on a bench. And looked at the lake. And, I went to a bunch of thrift shops. Well, I guess they're not thrift souvenir shops, I guess you'd call them.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to a lot of souvenir shops. I went to the boardwalk.
Okay.
And looked at the boats. And there were pictures of this.
Did you eat any lobster bisque?
No, I didn't have any lobster bisque. But
did you eat lobster?
No. Well, I probably but not in a soup.
Oh.
I heard Geraldo was there that day. He didn't say hello to me either.
Oh, my.
Miss Geraldo, Miss Your Sister.
Wow.
But I was all over the place. And then I was in the park. And I'll tell you something that happened in the park. Now, here's paparazzi for you. I'm in the park, and I'm looking at this monument, okay? And I got my back turned. You know what I'm saying? My back is turned. And there's somebody over there with a camera. And I start to move because my back is turned, you see. And they say, don't move. And I say, well, why not move? I'm taking a picture. And they were taking a picture of my, you know.
What?
Yeah. Why would somebody do that?
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
There's some weird people out there.
Lucky I didn't see a police officer.
Right.
They'd be in the Put-in Bay jail right now.
So did you drive a golf cart?
I did drive a golf cart. And it got stolen.
What?
Yes. When I was in the winery, I came out and it was gone. I took a picture in front of the wine bottle and it was gone. Some drunks took it. It's true.
That's crazy.
I know. What a thing.
I've been there like 100
Have you ever had that happen?
I've never
You've
had
never had that happen? Stolen. Never.
Oh, never.
Never. Really?
That is crazy.
Okay.
I wonder how many times that happens to people.
I bet it's rare.
That is funny.
And the guy who came and picked me up from the golf cart place, mm-hmm. he seemed a little moody.
You think?
Just a little moody. I don't think he was moody because of me. I think he was just moody in general.
Hmm. Maybe because it was the end of the day?
Could have been. But I had a good time all around.
Yeah.
So I went to the candy shop.
Did you get any candy?
Saw chocolate bacon.
Oh.
Didn't have any. Sounds bad for your arteries.
It probably is. Which, So did you actually get to drive a golf cart? The golf cart? Did you drive?
I did.
Had you ever...
Do you think I pushed it?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if you...
Did you get a message? What's going on here?
I didn't know
if... Stop the presses. We got a message.
I didn't know if you had any experience driving a golf cart.
Yes, I've driven a golf cart before. Why? Is there something you heard?
No, I didn't know if you had any crashes or anything.
Crashes?
Yeah.
What do you consider a crash?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't know how you did driving.
In your mind, what would be a crash?
Well, gosh, running into another golf cart, maybe?
Well, then, yes, I did do that on Saturday.
You did?
I did. It was parked, though. Nobody was in it.
How in the world did you do that?
Well, they were all lined up on the main street. And I had to pull into a spot.
Like parallel parking?
No, I wasn't really parallel parking. Because parallel is when you back in. I didn't back in. I forwarded in. But I hit the gas instead of the brake.
Huh. Whoops.
Yeah, well, somebody stole it about an hour later anyway.
Oh, yeah, so if there was any damage.
Yeah, it's on them.
It's on them.
Blame it on them.
Did you see any, wild, like... I know every time I go over to Put-in Bay, it's like a quiet trip on the way there, and it's a wild party coming back. I mean, I'm never part of the wild party, but I like to watch all the wild parties.
I think so there was some kind of spin the bottle game going on the way back. I don't really know what was going on.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, on the boat, on the ferry.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. They were all sitting, like, cross-legged in a circle.
Crisscross applesauce?
Crisscross applesauce. Because we don't say what that used to be
right.
called.
Right.
Yes. It's not that anymore.
No.
No. So is that what we call it? Crisscross applesauce?
Crisscross applesauce.
I don't know if I would... I just call it cross-legged.
I suppose you could say that also.
I haven't sat that way in a long time.
Oh, I sit that way sometimes.
I could probably do it.
Yeah.
Not that day because my leg was shot.
Yeah. So what was your favorite part of being up at the lake? Because I know you'd said you'd never been up there before.
You know, I honestly, overall, I don't think there was any single place that I would, say, oh, I got to go back there. I just like the atmosphere in general.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it was very, you know, hop to one place, but nothing was rushed. It was very easy.
Right.
And a lot to see.
Oh, yeah. It's always neat. I mean, most people go up there for different reasons than I go up there.
Why do you go up there?
Just to ride around on a golf cart and relax. And
now, when's the last time you've been?
I was up earlier in the year.
Earlier in the year?
Back in May.
Really? How was that?
Well, it was like they didn't have a whole lot opened yet. So I couldn't even go. Like, they didn't have, like, you can't go up into the Perry's Monument.
Let me tell you about
the museum was closed.
You asked me what the best part was. I'll tell you what the worst part was. It didn't happen on the island. But I'm driving up, and I was with somebody. Okay?
Okay.
And we go to get breakfast. Now, this is in the morning, you know, and your stomach's not quite woken up in the morning yet. Mm-hmm. And we pull in to a restaurant in Bucyrus. And guess what the person ordered?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Probably your favorite.
Right. What do you think that is?
Probably sausage gravy.
Sausage gravy.
And biscuits.
Ate it.
Yep.
Like a sieve. I mean, that stuff was gone in seconds. And they were driving.
It must have been good.
Oh, no. That's never good.
It's always good.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
No gravy in my house.
No gravy?
No gravy.
How about mashed potatoes and gravy?
No. Gravy's just grease.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that. We do health.
Not me.
Mashed potatoes and green beans. That's what we were going to talk about last week that we didn't talk about.
The green beans?
Yes, because I talked about it on the morning show, but I didn't get to get your opinion on this whole thing.
Oh.
You heard that conversation, that I had went to a restaurant and just ordered green beans, and apparently that was some horrid thing to do. And I still say green beans is a meal.
Yeah, I would say it's not a meal. I guess it, well, really it just depends on the portion size. Like, if it's just a little side portion, like, probably what you ate, I would imagine that it's probably not a meal.
Here is the problem. If the person gets a sandwich, who I'm with, and I get green beans, that's one item apiece. We both got something to eat. Why is theirs a meal and mine not?
Probably because they got meat.
There was ham in the green beans.
How much ham?
I did not weigh it.
But I forgot. I got you something. I know I told you I got you something, and I wanted to get you something, but they were sold out.
Today.
But I did get you something else.
Today.
I have to go into the other room really quick and get it. So you have to.
You have a gift here?
Yeah, I have it in my purse.
Now, wait a second.
So you have to talk amongst yourself.
No, wait a second. Before you, sit back down there for a second. Now, wait a second here. So when I first saw you tonight, you said to me that I was going to get you a gift, but I didn't.
Well, this isn't much of a gift.
Did you just realize you had this, or has this been a plan?
Yeah, I forgot. No, I planned this.
Okay, she's going to get a gift here. 33 and a half minutes past the hour. I don't know anything about this. I really don't. I'm totally in the dark when it comes to this. I don't know what this is. I have no idea what's coming here. I don't even know where she was today. So I guess we'll find out what this is coming down the pike. It's in a brown paper bag. A brown paper bag. What could this be?
I went to your favorite store today.
To Duro? That's my favorite.
What is the brown paper sack?
What is too duro? What do you mean you went to my favorite? Here we go. Let's see what this is.
Let's see if you can guess where I went.
Ooh, this is interesting. This looks like antique candy. It is. This is very cool. Look at this. We've got Red Hots and Boston baked beans and lemon heads. Lemon heads are good.
Although Natalie got into the lemon heads.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, so these weren't for me.
Well, they were, but she got into them.
Jawbusters and candy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are antique. Now, where did you get these?
Where do you think I got them?
Cracker Barrel.
No.
Where?
Here in town.
You went, oh. You did you meet a cop today?
I did not.
These were at Pops.
Right.
Yeah. So you went over there.
I did.
Specifically for me.
Yes, I did.
You had me on the brain today. Because when I get a gift, I like to know it was,
mm-hmm.
even though Natalie has been into the Lemonheads.
Yes.
Were they good?
I don't know.
You didn't try them.
I didn't try them.
So how did you forget this?
Well, it's my memory.
What triggered it?
Because you said candy shop.
Oh, okay. Well, this is nice. I bet you spent $2 here, but this is good.
I only spent a dollar, really.
A dollar? Yeah. My goodness. How much are the candy cigarettes?
Probably a quarter.
Really? I didn't know they were still allowed to sell these.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They even have the cigars that's bubblegum. Do you remember the bubblegum cigars?
I'd heard about them in history class.
You never had any?
Not at my age.
Oh.
Now, your age, you probably right. do. Sure.
Right.
But I didn't know this is cool. I like this. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you won't eat them, but...
No, why wouldn't I eat them? What do you mean you're sure I won't eat them?
I just thought, you know, I'd stop into your favorite store and get you something.
Well, every time I need a police officer, I go there.
Yeah. I didn't see any police officer there
Oh,
today.
They're there. They probably were undercover today. There was probably a staking going on. Your license plate probably got run.
I don't think so.
Who are you having a conversation with?
Nobody.
You're texting somebody.
No.
Are you just Googling things?
No. Well, one of my friends asked me if I was on tonight.
Oh, are they listening?
Hopefully.
Do we know who it is?
Yeah.
Is it like a sin to say the name?
No. It's Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca again.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Rebecca. Did she listen last week?
I think so.
Did she tell you what she thought of it?
No.
Oh, well, Rebecca.
No, I haven't talked to her.
If you're listening this week, let us know what you think.
Let me know what you think.
She can call in.
Do you want to call in, Rebecca?
Phone lines are open, Rebecca. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 23 minutes left in the program today. I've got Red Hots, the original, the Boston Baked Beans, the Lemon Heads, which have been pilfered, by Natalie, the Jawbusters. How cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's probably been a while since you've seen some of that stuff.
Oh, sure. Because I'm not a candy person.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I didn't think you'd eat it.
You ever dress up for Halloween?
No.
Never?
Well, I've had to for work.
Okay.
But that's about the extent.
What about when you were a kid? What'd you dress up as?
When I was a kid?
Is Rebecca calling in?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, Rebecca. We've never chatted. It would be good. You'll enjoy it. You'll be in the archives forever. So, what did you dress up as a kid?
Oh, dear. Gosh, when we were kids, we had those, like, weird mask things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like the half masks?
No, I don't even know how to say it. I can remember I was a ghost one year.
You wore a sheet?
I wore a sheet with the eyes cut out. I can remember that. But I don't really remember. What were you?
I don't really recall those years, but I know I did go out for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I talked to my mom this week.
That's good.
Somebody died. That's why we talked.
You think she's listening?
No, God, no. My mom does not listen. And a matter of fact, we had that conversation when I was talking to her this week, because she was asking me about some of the people that I hang out with. And I said, she said, well, why do you hang out with these people? And I said, well, because they listen to the show. And she said, well, why don't you ever call me? I said, because you don't listen to the show. And then she tried to act like she listened to the show. She said, well, I try to listen to the show. I said, no, you don't. Tell me anything. Tell me one thing that was on any day this week. She couldn't. Mom does not listen.
Well, my mom listens.
Well, that's nice. My family doesn't care.
My mom could tell you anything.
I know your mom's a devoted listener.
She is.
But she was even a devoted listener of my show when your dad was here. Because your dad would come in and say, oh, my wife had you on this morning. She's sitting there listening to you. Apparently he wasn't. He didn't. No, he listened because he would come in sometimes and talk about the interviews that I had done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I like a house where the radio's going and the television's not.
Yeah, it's always going at mom and dad's house.
Well, don't you like that?
Well, I'm used to it.
Well, but isn't it like a friend? You know, it gets rid of all the silence. It's like a friend, and you can turn it down when you want to have a conversation with somebody. You turn it up if you're cleaning the house or running the vacuum cleaner. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. I think it's a real public service.
Oh, yeah. And you know, like, it's always on in the bathroom when you're in the bathroom. Or in the kitchen, if you're in the kitchen. And the TV is on sometimes, though, in the kitchen, too. But
I enjoy that people listen to me in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I think that's intimate.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm in the bathroom with you or in the car, then we're intimate.
Right.
I appreciate it. I know a lot of people listen at work.
I was trying to explain to Mom today how she could listen to you on her phone.
But she's got a radio.
Right. Well, she wanted to, like, I have a radio at my house that Dad had given me, but I think I'm going to take it back to her house so she can have a radio in the front room, because that way she can sit down and relax in the front room and listen.
Where's she listening to us at?
Well, she said she was going to listen in the front room tonight, so that way she didn't have to sit on the hard kitchen chair. So, I'm going to take that radio over to her sometime this weekend.
That's good of you. Now, you'll tune this station in.
Yes.
There's no need to listen to any other station.
Oh, no.
No.
Of course not.
You don't listen to any other stations, do you?
Well, maybe.
That's not good.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes. Well, when I want to listen to music, you guys don't play music.
What do you need music for when you got me and your dad talking?
I just heard Dad saying the other day on the radio about how you guys don't play music, and that one time when a song was played, you guys got in big trouble.
I heard that show. That's weird. Oh, okay. I heard that one.
Yeah, he called him a hawk. I must have been on my lunch. Yes,
I heard that one. Yeah. Well, you know, we really didn't get... I don't remember what happened. Well, I'll tell you what. It was a weird story because we played a song that you could play because there are songs called public domain songs. Mm-hmm. So we did play that one, and that one went okay. But then there was one that we, by the same group that we played, that was not in the public domain. And somebody tried to turn us in. Well, the group said, well, we're just glad you're playing the music. So, kind of backfired.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So, we never really got in trouble for any of that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've gotten in trouble for anything, to be honest.
Well, that's good.
Thank goodness.
Right.
But you know what? I was telling somebody the other day, if we were not over the air, I mean, I would just be on the internet. That's where everybody else is today.
Oh, yeah. Doing the podcasts and...
Right. Because you die with the microphone in the hand. That's what you do.
Right.
It's, you know, every broadcaster I ever knew could never fully retire. Now, you could lessen your workload, and you could get away from it for periods of time, but to totally leave, very hard.
Oh, yeah.
They all were like that. All the ones I knew. National ones, local ones, they're all, they have a, you just, it's hard to leave.
But why?
Because it's fun. And you know, when you're not doing it for a period of time, you want to tell people what's going on. You want to tell people the stories. You want to, you know, something will come up and you say, boy, that would be a great interview. And if you got no place to go do it, mm-hmm. what do?
Yeah. I guess, like, I wouldn't think about it because I'm not on the radio. Like, if something happens, I'm like, oh, you know, I don't think about it.
It'd be, you know, but the weirdest thing is, and I've always said this when I've gotten to speak to journalism classes, the people who are the best at this locally, because usually you're talking to local kids, so you want to relate it to them. To my knowledge, none of them went to journalism school. None of them. None of the big ones in this town ever went to journalism school. Never a day.
Yeah.
So that was always weird to me, that the people who were the best never attended journalism school.
Right.
But there was a strange correlation with people who went to college to be teachers and ended up doing this.
Well, I surely didn't go to school to be a teacher.
I did. And so did Marianne Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Madge Cooper. They all went to school to be teachers.
And they ended up in...
And they ended up in radio.
Radio.
They all taught. I mean, we've all taught for a period of time.
Right.
But for some reason...
Well, you know, even though Dad wasn't a... like, he didn't go to school for teaching. He taught many, 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 many people a lot of things.
Well, but, I mean, right there's, you know, to me, and I got to work with all of them, thank goodness, it was Madge and Marianne and Charlie were certainly the three best known, I think, mm-hmm. in Marion history. And none of them went to journalism school.
Nope.
None of them. Now, I'm not in that category, but I never went to journalism school either.
Right.
The only one who did was Jeff Ruth.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize he did.
He did. But nobody else. Isn't that a weird coincidence?
Yeah.
And three went for education.
Right.
It's strange. You know what I think it all has to do with? I think it all has to do with writing. Because if you can write well, you can do the news well.
That makes sense.
Then the other you just got to pick up.
Right.
That's why I believe it's a natural talent. I don't think you can teach it. I think you can go to journalism school, but I think you either got it or you don't. I don't think they can teach you how to be curious. I don't think they can teach you how to be yourself. That's the thing. You learn very early. You've got to be you.
Yeah.
You can't do that phony. You know, you can't do it. It because the audience will see right through that.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, even if you mispronounce words, that's you.
I would mispronounce words and forget things and, well, I don't know.
But it's exciting. You know, the people you meet and the things you become a part of and the, there's something about taking air and you never regret it. Like if you do have to retire, I don't think anybody ever looks back and says, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. you know, you're always happy for what you've done.
Mm-hmm. And that's good, and that's something to be thankful for.
Well, there's a difference between a career and a calling. And I think most people have careers. I don't think most people have callings. I think if you're lucky enough to get a calling, you're good. Calling is something you would do for free. Most people will say, well, I like my job. Well, would you do it for free? If you would say no, there are people who would do it for free. You know, they would do this for free. It's always amazing to me when people come in to broadcasting and they don't have any training and they don't have anything, and all of a sudden they think they should be paid. And I think there are 10 bazillion people wanting to sit where you sit who would do it for free.
Right. I definitely wouldn't expect to be paid.
Well, I started with a 10-week unpaid internship. Mm-hmm. You know? I loved every second of it.
Yeah. Is that where you first met my dad?
Yep. Yep. He was, you know, he and I always had a good relationship. It was interesting because I was doing the internship and he was, I believe, doing the morning show at that point. And, but we always had a good relationship. You know, I would ask him to do anything. You know, I'd say, come in and we'll do current events, or come in and we'll do election, or come in and we'll do Santa Claus. You know, whatever. He did it. We did TV together. We did everything. I mean, he and Mary Ann were my go-tos for a long time. And they were both very good. Mm-hmm. But I ended up being closer with your dad because when this station started, almost 7 years ago now, he was on from the beginning. And only increased. You know, it was funny. He started out doing one day a week, and that lasted for about 6 months. And then it was up to 2 days very quick. And then it was up to 3 days. And then the days got longer.
Yeah.
And then it was election coverage. And it was fair. And it was Bratwurst Festival. And, you know, it was everything.
Well, he loved it.
But it was fun because, as I always said, and I think he said too, there are other places you worked where nobody talked. I don't know why. Nobody spoke to each other. People went in and shut the doors. We talk here. We have fun. We enjoy each other, I think. There's never been any strife here. You know, 7 years now. I don't ever remember there being a falling out between anybody.
That's good. It's because you got the place decorated.
Is that what you do it happy?
Yes, happy, decorated.
But I'm not an argumentative person in life. You know, I'll tell somebody when I think they're doing something wrong, and I'll have arguments on the air. But, you know, that was always fun, because when we would have arguments on the air, a lot of people thought that we were really angry with each other. But it stops. As soon as the show stops, you really stop talking about that.
Right.
It's just a show.
Yeah.
People find that hard. It's like a switch in your brain. It's funny because I remember your dad and Brandy, who were on the Friday Exchange Club show together for about a year. They did not see eye to eye at all, politically, at all. And they would get into very, you know, it was heated debates on the air. And people thought they didn't like each other. But if you would have walked in, they were talking, you know, there was never a time where they didn't talk. There was never a strike. As a matter of fact, what they would usually talk about, because they both had an interest in gardening. So as soon as the show was over, they were back to gardening.
Yeah.
So it was never, it was only on the show that the arguments would happen.
Hmm.
It's interesting that way.
It's just a show.
Yeah, but you know, I don't, when I say that though, it's not that false, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably do have those convictions, and it's not fake. It's not right. A show in that way. I mean, you really probably do disagree with them, and you probably really are getting heated with them. But it's when it's over, there's no reason to continue it.
Right.
You know, that's over. The show's over. That was one of the great... There are shows where that Friday show... And if you would have ever said this group of people would have gelled, that makes no sense at all. But at one point, it was me, I was moderating, your dad, Brandy, and Weasel Boy from WNCI.
Oh.
Now, who would have thought that would ever be a show?
Yeah, probably nobody.
But it was. And it worked great.
When was that?
Weasel Boy was... Brandy was with us for about a year. And Weasel Boy came in when Marge got sick. So... Because in the beginning, it was Marge and Char... Well, that exchange club had many ins and outs over the years. But when Brandy came, it was Brandy, Charlie, Marge, and me. And then Marge got sick would have been... Probably about the beginning of 2000 and, what year would that have been? I'm going to say it was probably the beginning of 2019, because I think that's when Marge stopped doing her program. Would have been like January or February of 2018. And then it was just Charlie and Brandy and I for like a couple months, because I wasn't sure if Marge was coming back or not. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized she was not able to come back, it was probably like March or April, we invited Weasel Boy in, and who would have thought that would have worked?
Right.
But it did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was... That probably went on for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And then he left, and then I think we never filled it after that, and then Brandy left in the fall... And then Charlie and I just started doing it. And that was fun. Because then it was just a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had a lot of fun conversations. Because we'd do shows like, is there a drive-thru at Lee Garden?
Oh.
And I would tell him, no, there's not. And he would say, yes, there is. And we would have a lot of fun with that.
Right. Hm.
But boy, there were so many over the years, you know. Marianne was a part of that show for a long time. Mary Ellen guested on that show quite a bit. Jeff Ruth had been on that show. Sister Hatch was on that show for a while. It was a fun show. It was interesting. Let's put it that way. And there were weeks where Mr. McFeely was there, and weeks where... Lulu from Hee Haw was there, and, you know, really fun. Got a lot of people's opinions.
Oh, yeah.
That was always the amazing thing, was I always thought your dad was he loved the news. I don't think people thought of him like that before he came here. I think people thought of him as fair and agriculture, and that's history. But he knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, him and his arguments with Brandy were mostly about the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they were confirming Kavanaugh. It was a...
Really?
Oh, yes. Those two did not see eye to eye on that particular issue.
Hmm.
And he was with us during the 2016 election. Well, the Hillary's hair. You know, most of the things he was known for here were political. Hillary Clinton's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump was an egotistical jerk. I mean, he's, you know, now that I think about it.
Right.
there was a lot. Putting a woman on the $20 bill.
Right.
Your mom hates that clip. Charlie used to tell me that your mom hates that because he says, you've heard that, haven't you? He doesn't want to whip
a pretty woman.
Doesn't want to whip out his bill and see an ugly face staring at him. And Marianne, who's in that clip, she goes, "Charlie." And he goes, "What?" He says, "Can you imagine pulling out your bill and having an ugly face stare at you there?"
Right.
And she said, "Well, what about the man?" I mean, it was a funny conversation.
I think I do remember that.
But he told me your mom hated that he said that. And then I put it on the top of every hour, him saying that. It was so funny to me that he said that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he sure said some funny things.
Well, I mean, did you, as his daughter, when you hear him say stuff like that, what'd you think? I know your sister was not always pleased with it.
Right. I mean, I don't know. You know, as he got older, it was like he had no filter, so we kind of like, I don't know, we would cringe sometimes.
Yeah, but did you ever notice it was political? I mean, I never heard him really hit Hollywood stars or anything like that. It was a very political thing. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think any of us are really big into politics, but I mean, I think he probably watched more of it than, or got into more of it than any of us, because I'm not into politics, so.
But did you ever pull him aside? Because I know your mom did, and say, "Don't say stuff like that."
Oh, no.
I think your mom did.
I'm sure she did.
I'm sure.
Amy probably did, too.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care. He wasn't going
to
stop.
But, like, I mean, I didn't get to listen to him with me working, so I didn't.
You never heard about any of those escapades?
I mean, I did.
Oh, I know one that you know about. That you stopped, right. That I can't talk about.
Yes, I did.
It's one of the great moments in time of this station.
That was probably the only one I said something about.
How'd you hear about that?
I don't even know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't even bring it up.
We won't even go there.
Well, can't.
Right.
Can't bring it up. But he told me, all I will say is this, he told me when that happened, and the audience is saying, "What are you talking about?" He told me that was the worst thing that he had ever done on air. That was the worst mistake. But you know what? Honest to goodness, it wasn't to do with age or anything. It was just, it was a perfect storm. It was a perfect mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it too. I just didn't say it. That was the difference.
Right.
But, oh, I'll never forget, because it happened on a Friday. And you know, he and I wouldn't talk over the weekend unless something was going on. And he sent me a message that Friday night and said you had brought the correct information to him. And he was so mortified by that. And even when I saw him the next week, he said, "That was the worst mistake I have ever made, ever, in 50-year-plus career." I don't know if he felt bad about it, but I think he just felt...
I'm sure he probably did.
I think he felt bad. I don't think he thought that it had anything to do with his skill. I think he just felt bad that he had said it because of the people it involved.
Right.
I think is all that happened there. But we've run out of time. That's on tape somewhere, too. That's not one we replay. That's one we put away. That's in the dark archive. That's only for the X-rated version of tapes that will be out on this station. Hi, yay, yay. What a day.
Those are in the closet.
Those are in the closet. That and last year's Christmas show are all in the closet. All right. Stay tuned in LGBTQ. We'll stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio. For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears for a big Friday night for all of us here at WWGH Radio, heading for the dugout.
Fall. It's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs,